News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ukraine. But look, even the idea that we have to give non-lethal military support, I think is ludicrous, Jonathan. And I just think the world has changed. The US security guarantee for Europe that we've all hidden behind and we're quite happy to have is gone. The EU needs to defend itself. They're going to be drawing up a defence policy. Are we going to be part of that? Are we going to stay in splendid isolation as we always do? Sean Lamass said 60 years ago, if Europe is worth joining, it's worth defending. We've been having our cake and eating it. And by the way, this isn't about going out and sending our sons and daughters to fight battles. That's not going to happen. I'm not even sure there will be an EU army. It's about a common approach. It's about protecting our infrastructure, undersea cables, cybersecurity. We can't keep sticking our head in the sand about this. And I'll tell you what, all across Europe, people are rolling their eyes at what we do and how we, just to finish the point, then Jonathan, sorry, I will let you speak, but I will let you get in. But on the one hand, pressing our neutrality close to our bosom, but on the other, then doing absolutely nothing and being quite happy for our NATO neighbours to bail us out on these things.
Well, the point I was going to make before we moved to text was we've never really been neutral. We weren't neutral during the Second World War. We officially were.
We're militarily neutral.
Yeah, neutral in favour of the British and neutral in favour of the Americans during the Cold War. That has continued until now. My point is, Shane, we don't have an effective standing army right now. We don't have enough soldiers. They're not paid well enough. Our Navy can't put boats to sea, which is a bit of a challenge considering they're a Navy. And our Air Corps is using some equipment that was bought in Lidl to maintain their planes. So therefore, we are not doing what we need to do to defend our country, not to mention the fact there are bigger threats out there than just, our neighbours next door. Darren and Tip says, Shane and Jonathan, you can't be neutral unless you can defend yourself. Paul says, Ireland has a major target on its back with all the data centres, tech industry and fibre optic cables off our coast, yet we've no way of defending ourselves. We depend on others to defend us whilst telling them we're neutral. It's pathetic, he says.
Another listener says, give me a bleeding break, Shane. We can't donate lethal aid to Ukraine because we don't even have enough lethal equipment to defend ourselves, for Christ's sake. As for an EU army, would you send your daughter to slaughter to defend, or your children to slaughter to defend that stupid blue flag? Not a bloody hope. The EU was set up for peace and trade, World War II, not to fight hot wars with Russia. I would respectfully suggest that that is an absolute red herring. Nobody's son or daughter are going to be sent against their will to defend the stupid blue flag, as you call it. This isn't about conscription. It's not about fighting wars. It's about defending ourselves. That's what armies do. Like, this isn't the 1960s. It's not the Vietnam War. There's not going to be conscription. And if we're going to have an argument, and people are absolutely entitled to disagree, but let's have a proper grown-up debate about neutrality that doesn't involve people saying we're going to be sending our sons and daughters to fight on the fields of Ukraine. That is not what this is about and never will be what this is about.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.